The Monocle Minute Table with 4 rows and 1 columns. Row 1, column 1, London / Zurich / Toronto, Los Angeles / Hong Kong / Tokyo, Wednesday 03/06/20. Link graphic. The Monocle Minute. Row 2, sponsored by heading Link Alliance. Row 3, row 4, link graphic. Monocle out of table. Heading Opinion / James Chambers. Heading Flicker of Hope. Tomorrow evening will bring the lights down on a long-held tradition in Hong Kong. For the first time in more than 30 years, there won't be an official candlelit vigil in Victoria Park to commemorate the Chinese Communist Party's deadly crackdown on student protesters in Tiananmen Square in 1989. Pictured. Hong Kong's police refused permission earlier this week, citing coronavirus restrictions. This came as little surprise as the government extended the ban on public meetings of more than 8 people a few weeks ago, though that has not stopped the commemoration's organizers from crying foul. Link unlabeled graphic to get missing image descriptions. Open the context menu, but the cancellation of the mass gathering might prove to be a positive development for pro-democracy advocates. First, it spares any blushes. Protests have been sparsely attended so far this year because of fears of catching the virus and being caught by the police for breaching physical distancing guidelines. Moreover, the annual vigil had become endangered long before the pandemic or the national security bill. Younger activists, born long after 1989, have been boycotting the peaceful event in recent years in favor of taking more forceful steps to highlight the city's ongoing oppression by Beijing. Second, there's nothing like a police ban to inject some spark into an aging anti-establishment demonstration and make it fit for purpose. This year, organizers are asking participants across the city to light a candle at 20:00, a potentially zeitgeist-defining act of defiance. The visual spectacle will be combined with a minute's silence. Although Hong Kong is unlikely to stay quiet for long, renditions of the city's protest anthem, Glory to Hong Kong, will carry extra gusto on a day when the city's parliament is expected to approve a bill that would make it a crime to disrespect the Chinese national anthem, the March of the Volunteers. So little about what's happening to Hong Kong is voluntary. Heading newsletter / join US heading Welcome to our world. Has this been forwarded to you by a friend? Sign up to the Monocle Minute and Monocle Weekend editions to receive your own bulletin of weekday news and weekend treats. Link sign up now. Link unlabeled graphic. Blackout 10. Heading Society / USA. Heading Resisting Racism. Yesterday was dubbed Blackout Tuesday in the US, a day of solidarity with the fight against racism that saw millions post black squares on social media following the death of George Floyd. This morning we offer the words of Professor Deborah Archer of New York University School of Law to explain what is taking place in her city and across the country. We have to separate the protests from the looters and the violence. I believe that the protesters in New York are fighting for the same thing that they're fighting for around the country. They're asking for people to recognize the fundamental dignity and humanity of black people. They're asking for people to stop conflating brown skin with dangerousness and criminality and inhumanity. And they're asking for an end to the weaponization of law enforcement against people of color. We see that problem in every city around the country, where police are using excessive violence against black and brown communities. It's one of the systemic problems in this country that we need to address if we actually want to achieve reform. For more from Deborah Archer and coverage of the demonstrations, listen to Link the Briefing on Monocle 24. Heading Link Alliance Monocle. Link unlabeled graphic. Main ad 1220. Alliance offers its more than 100 million customers a range of services, insurance, asset management, and other assistance to handle these uncertain circumstances. In tough times, partnerships and support are key to success, whether that's a doctor who's on call or a firm that will bring you home safely if things go wrong. These are just a few of the services behind the Alliance for Life ethos. For more about how Alliance is here to help, and why strong alliances are more important than ever, keep reading the Monocle Minute and tune into the briefing on Monocle 24. Link discover more. Heading Economy / EU. Heading In It Together. The EU hopes to significantly expand its common approach to dealing with disasters, from wildfires to pandemics. The European Commission in Brussels has proposed that the budget for its Rescue Disaster Management Programme be increased by 2 billion to 3.1 billion for the next long-term EU budget cycle, which runs from 2021 to 2027. It would mark a major shift away from the current system, in which many member states rely on help from their neighbors in the event of an emergency. Link unlabeled graphic GED images 1,216,850,095,130. EU Commissioner for Crisis Management Jane S. Lenarsik, pictured, said that the coronavirus outbreak had exposed the limits of relying solely on the goodwill of bilateral relationships, as no EU member state was able to spare capital or equipment once the pandemic began. Instead, the EU Commission will now lead an effort to create a common stockpile of protective materials and medical equipment, in what should be a positive and cooperative step towards solving a difficult problem. Heading sponsored by Alliance. Link unlabeled graphic MPU 300x 250 copy 42x copy 172847. Link unlabeled graphic MPU 300x 250 copy 52x copy 172851. Link unlabeled graphic Shutterstock editorial 9,901,598. Heading Tourism/Canada. Heading RV there yet? Canada hopes that domestic tourism will make up for a shortfall in foreign visitors this summer and offer a lifeline to an industry that employs 1 in 11 Canadians. While the country hosted a record 22.1 million international visitors in 2019, the Federal Tourism Marketing Agency Destination Canada predicts that tourist spending will fall by a third this year. As a result, Economic Development Minister Melanie Joly has announced that Canada will redistribute some $30 million, 19.9 million, which was earmarked for attracting foreign visitors to Canada, among its provinces and territories. Each will determine how best to spend the funds to lure domestic tourists this summer. Expect Canadians to flock to the great outdoors rather than take city breaks. Early numbers suggest that the RV, or campervan, industry is poised for a boom, while campgrounds and national parks, including Banff National Park, pictured, are likely to see influxes of visitors too. Link unlabeled graphic MPU informedview.173142. Link unlabeled graphic MPU subscribe to BW.173149. Heading Technology/South Korea. Heading Making tracks from drones delivering medical supplies in China to robots handing out meals in Singapore. Asia has been at the forefront of using technology to battle coronavirus. This high-tech approach is continuing in South Korea, where it has been announced that, from 10 June, visitors to venues including nightclubs, bars, concert halls, and gyms will have to scan a QR code at the door. By doing so, their details will be logged in a new system that will help to track potential carriers. Some European countries have also been busy developing their own technological solutions to contain the virus. The National Health Services Track and Trace Service, for example, was launched in the UK last week, but it is not mandatory and relies on government advice to get users on board. South Korea's method of capturing people's details when they enter public places could prove to be an effective alternative. Link unlabeled graphic GED images 121,087,571,060. Heading M24/TheBIG interview. Heading The Chief's edition. Scott Melkey, Monocle's editor-in-chief, Tyler Brulé, talks to Scott Melkin, the CEO of Value Retail, about the luxury fashion industry's response to coronavirus, changing consumer habits, and how disruption might be an opportunity to fix physical retail's enduring problems. Link unlabeled graphic Scott Melkin 0916052 full length. Link listen to the episode, 30 Mins. Heading Film/Food and Drink. Heading Artisanal Ice Cream in an Ode to Summertime. Monocle Films hits the road to sample artisanal ice cream makers with a difference. In Denmark, Japan and Canada we meet the innovators challenging taste buds one scoop at a time. Link unlabeled graphic film web 580. Link watch the film, 7 Mins. Link feedback. Get in touch. Link read this email online. Link manage newsletters. Link share on Twitter. Link share on LinkedIn. Link forward to a friend. Table with two rows and one column. Row 1 column 1 row 2 image credits. Stuart Franklin /Magnum Photos. Getty images. Shutterstock. Link unsubscribe from the Monocle Minute and Weekend Edition to stop receiving all Monocle newsletters. Please click link here. This email is from Monocle, whose registered office is at Midori House, 1 Dorset Street, London, W1U4EG. You have received this email because you have previously provided us with your email address and subscribed to Monocle Bulletins. Copyright 2020 Monocle. Link graphic M.